Good morning and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inform, to inspire, and to motivate. Today is Friday, February 15th, 2019. I'm Terry Beckstrom, your host. We're coming to you from our world broadcast studio, if that's what you want to call it, in Raleigh, North Carolina. So today, here's what I'm going to do. I have been working on an audiobook for Audible. My first book, Live Safe, which was written in 2014, or I should say published in 2014. It's about safety and security for your family and yourself. And so I am going to put in a rough excerpt from one of the chapters out of vehicle security. Today it's going to be on carjacking and road rage. And if you have a teenager in your house who's just starting to drive, definitely let him or her listen to the road rage part of this. And if you're a man or a woman, you probably should listen to both. We're glad you joined us today. We're going to jump right in to the excerpt. And if it sounds like it's reading, like you're reading a book, well, that's what it's supposed to sound like. I'll catch you on the tail end of this. Always have a way out. A word about road rage. We're already well aware that there are a lot of crazy drivers on the road. Just as in any other situation where a bunch of unknown people are thrown together, so too goes the ways of the road. Not everyone on the road driving is an emotionally stable, rational, law-abiding citizen. That's for sure. You will likely encounter drivers at both ends of the spectrum and many more in the middle. The range goes from the sweet old grandmother who is happy, peaceful, and would not even think of speeding to the most unimaginable psychopath you can think of. It's a group in the latter category you should really be concerned about. I will add, however, that there are a lot of otherwise normal people who at any given time may be going through something very painful or a crisis, which can result in explosive hair-trigger instances of rage on the roadway. The list is long but includes the obvious: someone fired from a job, someone having marital difficulties, a sick family member, a recent death in the family, a financial crisis, anything you can think of. You, out for a nice quiet ride home from work, just may end up the target, often by no fault of your own. A word to the wise: do not bait or engage these people. Ignore them. Pull over and let them pass, or when necessary, call the police. You may be driving along and look into your rearview mirror and notice another vehicle locked onto your bumper, with a man flailing his arms up and down, screaming silently in his truck or car, someone obviously quite angry. I see this almost every day, and while working in Miami, even had to quell my own occasions of road rage toward the wackos in my mirror. I once even stopped my car in the middle of an interstate because some whack job was riding my bumper, honking his horn and flailing his arms. When I exited my car, the man put his car in reverse and quickly maneuvered around me. I would definitely never recommend this to anyone. It was outright stupid on my part. Road rage can ignite some powerful pent-up emotions. Cars and trucks tend to embolden people and make them feel powerful. It becomes, to some, a mechanical exoskeleton of sorts. You may have pulled into traffic a bit prematurely, and that person who was forced to slightly apply their brakes now has you pegged as enemy number one, all because they had to slow down. Now they're going to make you pay. They lock bumpers, lay on their horn, screaming bloody murder in their soundproof bubbles of glass and metal. They may flash their lights, honk their horns, shake their fists, or even have their own Three Mile Island nuclear meltdown right there in the front seat of their car. Was all of this for you, you may ask? Likely not. The person is more often than not a driving time bomb, just waiting for something to trigger all that explosive anger built up from some personal crisis. Now all that rage is directed at you. My advice: let it go. Smile and wave an apologetic, diffusive gesture of repentance, and let the steam pot continue on his or her way. If you bait them or engage them in their game, you're begging for trouble. Do yourself a favor: let it go. You never know exactly who you may be dealing with. A lot of road rage instances have ended violently, and many with murder because of pride and machismo. While I was living in Miami, it was not uncommon for someone to take a shot at another car during instances of road rage. On one occasion, I got home and turned on the news, only to find out that a road rage incident occurred on the road that I had just driven home on. A car pulled out in front of another car, so the upset driver pulled out his pistol, drove up next to the car, cut him off, and shot the driver in the head, killing him instantly. Rage-filled drivers are on the road, and they present a clear and present danger to anyone who dares drive in their path. Don't waste your toughness on some wacko who just may be holding a .44 Magnum in his hand. Stay in your car and keep driving. If they continue to pursue you, call the police. Protect yourself and do what you have to do to defend your safety and the safety of your family. People experiencing road rage are looking for a fight. If you don't engage them, most will move on. When you're behind the wheel, drive defensively and courteously. And if you find yourself in a potentially dangerous situation, get out of it and drive on to safety. It goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. Stay calm yourself and don't instigate a problem. If you stress out while driving, put on some nice classical music and chill out. Be happy, don't hurry, and you may just save some money on blood pressure medicine. Carjacking is the vehicular equivalent of a home invasion. Carjacking is a violent act where the goal is to steal your car and its contents. Carjacking became popular in the 1980s and continues to be a problem in the U.S. and in many countries around the world. The intended goal is to specifically target a vehicle with the added bonus of getting a set of keys and usually a wallet, purse, and sometimes jewelry. Carjackings are carried out predominantly by men and are more common in major cities and end in failure about 50% of the time. Most carjackings occur when people are entering or exiting their car and can also happen at intersections or stop signs where the chance for success is high. They can occur both in daylight and at night. Most successful carjackings occur when the assailant produces a handgun or knife. Carjackers want to surprise their victims, drag them out of the car, or attack as the victims are getting into the car, take their wallet or purse, and drive off quickly. There have been occasions where carjackings ended violently. Many times this has occurred when the assailant kidnaps the driver by forcing the person at gunpoint to another location where further acts of violence are carried out to include assault, rape, and murder. Some carjackings have resulted in kidnappings which last long enough for the criminal to take the victim to the nearest ATM to withdraw money. My best advice for carjack prevention includes the following. Park in well-lit, populated areas. Always lock your doors as soon as you get into the car and drive away without unnecessary delay. Keep your doors locked in your car while driving, always. Don't drive in high crime areas. Keep your windows rolled up as much as practicable, especially while stopped. Be alert for individuals approaching your car. When walking to your car, have your keys ready. Be observant when approaching your car for suspicious individuals. Check your car before you enter for individuals who could be hiding behind the front seat. Always keep your car locked. Never allow your car to be boxed in. Leave an escape route. If approached by an assailant, drive away quickly. Don't wait to see what happens next. Draw attention to yourself if threatened with a car horn. Do not hesitate to drive over someone who is trying to hurt you. Do not allow yourself to be kidnapped. If an assailant has pinned you in, give him the car and run away. Don't try to be a hero. Use valet parking when possible, especially if you're a woman. Be especially careful in parking lots, hotel lots, gas stations, parking garages, and ATMs. These are popular target locations for criminals. Consider investing in safety film laminate on your car windows. Most window tinting companies offer safety film, which varies greatly in quality and strength. 3M and Ace offer some excellent window laminate products. Some of these can withstand the force of a baseball bat and will buy you valuable time in an assault situation. Window tint can also be beneficial to disallow a potential assailant the ability to see who is inside. Be alert for the bump and jack, where your car is bumped by another car in an attempt to get you out of the car. An accomplice drives the bumper car away while you are carjacked by his passenger and your car is stolen. Be alert for suspicious individuals or actions and always protect yourself accordingly. I had an occasion while working in Miami where a group of teenagers attempted to carjack me. Ironically, we had just completed a raid operation and I was fully decked out in raid attire, ballistic vest, and had a machine gun lying on the passenger seat. The dark tint on the government vehicle did not afford the young assailants the opportunity to view the contents prior to the attempt. One of the assailants in the group ran in front of my car and dropped an 8-foot 2x4 riddled with nails in front of my car while the others gathered around the car. I, in my haste, simply maneuvered quickly around the tire deflation device and continued on my way. I smiled as I drove away, contemplating the look of surprise in their eyes had they been successful. Let's say it would have at least been a good lesson to deter the teens from future attempts. I like to help teenagers, and I feel like I let them down by not stopping that day. I look back on that event now and fully understand the need for awareness and decisive action in carjacking scenarios. Stay alert and be prepared to act without panicking. When you're in your vehicle, practice safe driving. So there you have it. I'm glad you joined us today to learn a little about vehicle security, at least carjacking and road rage. Hope that if you have a teenager, especially someone who's just starting to drive, especially if they're a boy and they have all that testosterone in them, that you have them listen to this, especially the road rage aspect of it. I have a young man myself who I had to, on more than one occasion, quell his desire at road rage. And if you're a man or a woman, no matter what your age, and if you drive in a car, I hope that you got something out of this. All from my 2014 book, Live Safe, which if you haven't purchased a copy or 10 copies, go online today, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and buy between 10 and 100 copies so that you can give them to all of your family and friends. Thanks for joining us today. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a fantastic weekend and a great week next week. Until next week.